Amazing. You know, as you were speaking about that, and I was thinking about the macho jerk syndrome that you know, my experience as a male many years ago in my career was I started to awaken and realized the direction I was taking and having that strength and that power was directed at something I didn't want to do. Yeah. I was not working in the right place. And exactly. And in the world today, I guess there's a lot of people that are just unhappy with their work and their direction, which might be characterized as a more masculine place. And a lot of men came out of that and said, well, I don't want to do that, and try to, you know, move into this feminine aspect, and maybe got hung up in the wimpy, submissive end of it, like a pendulum swinging from one extreme to the other.
Exactly.
Now, speak about balancing that. The mask. Do you go to the apex or the axis of the pendulum, where it's anchored and swings from? Do you seek a different kind of work? How do you get out of the wimpy, excessive feminine stage if you're a man?
Yeah, that's another great question. Well, first of all, I don't think that wimpy state is excessively feminine. I think it's a denial of their inherent masculine core, uh-huh. So that all they need to do is keep the feminine they've developed. In other words, you take the old style man who just has their job and they do it and, you know, they give their life to it. Then you have in the 60s and 70s and since then, men who, as you say, hey, I'm using all this direction and this thing I'm not totally into. I'm not really into this job. And so they began to, you know, play guitar and grow their hair and wear earrings and enjoy nature and sing and pound drums in the woods and so forth, develop their feminine side, which is good. Now they're much more whole people. The next stage is to say, okay, I've got this full feminine goddess energy I could use, it's part of me, and I have a masculine core that is only satisfied when I'm on my mission. The center aspect of masculine energy is the mission or the purpose. And people who have a masculine core are always either searching for their true mission or purpose, or aligned with their true mission or purpose, or they've forgotten it or lost touch with it and have become weakened and ambiguous, which is the New Age man syndrome. So the way out of the New Age man syndrome is for men to reconnect with their masculine core, which means discovering or rediscovering their true purpose or their true mission in life. That is, what is their life about? Why were they born? What's the purpose of existence? Not in some abstract philosophical sense, but what are they going to do tomorrow? How are they going to use the next year of their life? How is it that they're going to live a life on purpose? Now, in the first stage, most purposes are surely financial. In the second stage, or 50-50 relationship, purposes are about bettering yourself, improving yourself. But in the third stage of relationships or intimate communion, the purpose is to give your deepest gift in your surrender into oneness. And so the third stage masculine energy, the energy of the true masculine beyond wimpiness, is for men to, and women too, who have masculine energy, is to discover their true purpose, which is always to give their gift. So it really means, what is your gift? What are you here to do? Your gift could be raising a family. Your gift could be writing a novel. Your gift could be serving poor people. Your gift could be having a radio channel or a show that serves people. So there are many, many gifts. What is your true gift, and how can you align your life so that your true gift, your true purpose, your true mission is totally being fulfilled? When a man or a woman is on their purpose, is living every moment of their life as a manifestation of their true purpose, of their greatest gift, then their healthy masculine, their third stage masculine, rather than the macho limited masculine, is being expressed. And that kind of man is a heart warrior, or woman for that matter. That kind of person who's evidencing masculine energy aligned with their deep purpose is a heart warrior. Their action serves to magnify love in the world. It is every bit as strong as a macho warrior, somebody who's just going around to kick ass for the hell of it, but instead, they're, if you will, kicking ass for the sake of the heart. They're removing obstructions in the world that limit the flow of love, and they do it with the same fierceness, the same fieriness, the same integrity and persistence that a macho warrior does, but instead, it's connected with the heart. It's the magnification of love, and that's the fullest development of the masculine in men and women.
Thanks, David. Really, really good explanation. We're going to take a break now, and we'll come back and talk with you more.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.